I knew a couple who was engaged, madly in love, you know, planning the wedding, the whole thing. And then one day they started talking about having children. And what came out was that he was committed that his wife stay home with the children, at least for a few years. And she was not willing to give up her career at all. She produced the babies, but she was not going to stay home at all. And that was a deal breaker for him. And it broke his heart, but he ended the relationship with her. That was a deal breaker. Now, both men and women tend to lie about their deal breakers or conceal their deal breakers. We think we'll bring it out later when he likes me more, and therefore I have more power, more ability to manipulate the situation. I can be more persuasive. So this is why women don't come right out and say their dating purpose. Do you know what I'm really looking for is to get married? Do you know what I'm really, you know, I want to get married and have children? Do you know that they'll kind of hold back? Do you want to have children? I'm kind of open to having children. I like having children. You don't just come right out and say what our deal breakers are. And this is another way that we have it all cattywampus. We don't tell our deal breakers because we don't want it to bust apart when they might be the one. Right? That's why we don't come out and say the things we have to have. Because then they might go away. And we don't want to make the one go away. But again, can you hear how crazy it is? If your deal breakers are not okay with them, then by definition, aren't they not the one? Can you hear the scarcity? And we're going to try to make the most out of the person in front of us and hope it'll turn out with them. So what we do is we conceal our deal breakers, and then we go into the relationship until we're forced, till we get to a point where we're forced to honor our deal breakers. And it's after there's been all kinds of affection and all kinds of bonding and all kinds of relatives meeting each other. And it's the most painful to bust apart at that point. Because I like analogies, the way I like to say it is relationships sink from the holes that were in them from the very beginning. That's what happens. Our relationships sink. But the holes were there. The holes were there from the very beginning. So when to fly the flag of your deal breakers is at the very beginning, when you have the least at stake. When you have the least amount that anybody's going to get hurt. It's just come right out and say it. Now, let me tell you the areas that deal breakers typically are. Okay? Children are always a deal breaker. Children are always a deal breaker. The having of them, the not having of them, the willingness to raise non-biological children, whether or not you want to adopt, how far you'll go with fertility treatments to make a baby if that's what you're committed to, all the things having to do with having babies, making them, raising them, how many of them, the timing of them, the timing of children, always, always, always a deal breaker. And something that we conceal. Are you with me so far? Could you see what I'm talking about? Religion can be a deal breaker. I know someone that whatever her partner's religion was fine as long as her children would be raised in her religion. But what she always represented was, it's fine. You know, any religion's fine with me. She never said, as long as we'll raise our children in my religion. She never said that. She just said, yeah, anything's fine. And guess how many relationships ended because they weren't willing to have the children raised in her religion. She could have gotten that out of the way right in the very beginning. Drug or alcohol use, substance use can be a deal breaker. And this is going to sound funny, but it's not just the using of it. The not using of it can be a deal breaker. You're a fuddy-duddy. You won't even have a glass of wine with me? I can't spend the rest of my life with someone who won't have a glass of wine with me.